In the past couple of weeks, an interesting theme has emerged on my calls with many of you. You almost hate yourself for giving in to me, but you can't resist my mindfuck. My little whispering Asian cuckold says as much. He hates himself for allowing me to dominate him, but when he isn't on the phone with me, he thinks about me all the time. What a terrible predicament to find yourself in. Too bad I have no sympathy for you. And too bad knowing how you feel only makes me want to dominate you more severely. And that's the other thing. I'm sure you know that giving me such precious information can be very dangerous, and yet you always act against your own self-interests and confess anyway. It is, of course, all because I own and command that little divining rod between your legs. Whenever I'm near, your little divining rod quivers and sticks up, and it will bend and turn whichever direction I lead. You will always do as I wish, because you can't help but follow your rod. This afternoon, one of my future cocksuckers asked me if I'd ever turned a straight man into a cocksucker. The answer, of course, is yes, many times over. Have I ever made a cross-dresser want to go deeper and deeper into his fetish until all he wants to do is wear pretty panties, pantyhose, and camisoles under his man clothes? Of course I have. I know you may feel very conflicted about the amount of power you've given me, but that's not my concern. What you've given me is mine, and it always will be mine. I'm always going to own you. Just accept it. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.